Kicking your bitchin' knees. You gotta feel it, baby. Welcome back. Welcome back. I know you ain't heard me for a little while, but I'm back. Jack, that's a fact, motherfucker. I'm back. Okay, y'all, welcome back, everybody. It's Feral Fresh here, presented to you by Douglas Allen Gilbert Estates. Douglas A. Gilbert Estates. Douglas Allen Gilbert Estates Living Trust Tribunal. You know, we here set this record straight. You know it. I gotta set this record straight, nigga. Yeah. Well, welcome back, everybody. We here. We live. We about to set this shit straight. Set this motherfucker off today. Because I have to. I gotta let you know that I'm gonna let it show. Ah! Motherfucking one. Oh, yeah. I need guys. Yeah, them motherfuckers work. Okay, well, anyway. I want to welcome y'all back. I'm your host, Feral Fresh, here to my podcast. Man, there's been a lot of shit going on, you know. You know, I ain't been going out to the world lately. But when I do go out to the world, and I get out here into this atmosphere of the earth and shit, live and amongst everybody, I'm seeing these motherfuckers out here giving them people their props and giving them their representation or they're giving them appreciation for the work that they've been putting in, and they've been putting into the work that they've been showing to the people. I enjoy it. That's what's up. You know, I ended up going to a comedy show, didn't do well, got kicked off because motherfuckers then wasn't feeling my shit, but it's okay. You know, I knew I wasn't going to win because it was like a big popularity contest. They wanted to kick me off so bad. They was trying to kick me off. I was doing my thing. They didn't want me to be there at all. They wanted me to be the first motherfucker kicked off. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, I'm coming back for the catch. I come back for the catch anyway, you know. You know, they ain't nothing to catch my ribs. And it's all right. I wasn't scared. I ain't scared of that. You know, they didn't like my flow, didn't like how I came through. So as I told people, I'm gonna reinvent myself, and it's on right now. Disclaimer: I ain't a CPA. You want financial advice? You better find it. You better find you a lawyer. You better find you an attorney. This is without prejudice. This is a counseling session. This is sober attributes. We going for the gusto this year. We got a lot of things going on. A lot of things on my mind this year and moving forward, you know, and how we can be better and how we gonna you know, make it crack. I guess I said fuck it, you know. I'm done being nice to these motherfuckers, you know. I told motherfuckers I'm not gonna be nice no more, and it seems like I'm gonna have to be that way, you know. I'm gonna have to distance myself and crab and make this craft of cold crab, you know. I gotta distance myself from people and shit, cause people all they want to do is see you fail, you know. They make fun of you and shit, you know. And they don't care. Motherfuckers do not care and shit, you know. Don't give a fuck about what you're going through, your struggle or anything, and they just want to see the results and shit. So I got results. You know, motherfuckers talk a big game. Talk all that shit. Niggas still broke. Credit score can be 700. You still broke. Still gotta get your ass up and go to work. Still, you wasn't at the Oscars, nigga. Shit wasn't the Oscars, nigga. Then war should have been huge. Then y'all ain't have rooms I might be something like I'm a hater and shit. Hell yeah, I might come off as a hater. Hell yeah, I'm hating. Fuck that shit. I'm going to keep it real, honest. I can hate on this show. This is my show. Fuck it. That's my show, nigga. I'm happy enough to say I was blessed with my own show. I don't get no listeners. I don't get no fucking pub. I'm not getting no type of marketing. So this is all on the budget that we got. Budget is hard and shit. So fuck it. I'm putting this shit out here to the people, to whoever want to listen to this shit. It's like, for me, honestly, I'm not putting my whole heart into it anyway. Like I said, I'm just pushing record and trying to get some shit off my head, get this shit off my shoulders, so I don't have to keep throwing this pressure around. You know, because this shit about to go down. No, I don't got pressure. You know, pressure creates diamonds. It's all how you want to see it, how you like to see it. You know, I understand y'all. You know, you keep hanging around these motherfuckers. It's like tar and shit. You hang around cut motherfucker that's tar, straight bringing you down. That's why you know, bring them down. Bring me, they bring you down. They ain't going nowhere. They ain't trying to do nothing. They ain't trying to do shit. The motherfuckers don't even, like, every time I come out to this motherfucker shit, it's like, yeah, I understand you try to better this motherfucker community. I'm in a whole different lane. I'm in a whole lot of lanes. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a lot of lanes right now in my life. A lot of different areas that's making fulfillment and making progress. And I just see that I'm going to have to maneuver in a whole different way. Because this shit ain't working like a motherfucker. This shit ain't working. This shit straight up ain't working. And I ain't gonna be the one. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be the one looking stupid on the back end of situations. I don't know what you're looking for, but I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get me in the. I know you don't wanna mess with me. Yeah, y'all, what's up? So, like I said before, I'm an entertainer. I'm trying to get this together. I'm working on a lot of different funds. Funding time is crazy. Like, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and say fuck it. Like, I'm in the 1,000-year right now. I'm in the 1,000-year group. You know, able to track down, you know, cash in the air. You know, move around, and cashing in real quick on compound interest. You know, got a lot of different. Commerce abilities, making things happen kind of thing happen, you know, and I can't tell y'all how I'm doing things because I told y'all I'm not your supervisor or no qualified individual to tell you what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? This is just a show on entertainment and how we gonna make things, you know, different for you in the long run. And I see right now that I'm gonna have to do a different way. I don't wanna, you know, everybody, like, we, like, honestly, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I see it how it is. Like, everybody that's out here just doing this shit, everybody that's doing their entertainment business, they just putting together their podcast, that's putting together real estate deals, that's cutting people's hair, that's being cosmetologists, you know, that's doing dentist work in your people's teeth, and got careers out here, that's on the radio, that's cooking good chicken, that's making shit happen in that field or whatever field, engineering field, or they financially stable, and they out here kicking it every time you see them, they in the club every night, or they a DJ or whatever type of entertainment, you know, they all want to be a star. We came from the shit that said we wanted to be a star, man. And now it's like, this is the era right now. This is the time right now that everybody can be a star. We gods. And we all came from that same era, you know, of stand up with pride, stand up with integrity, have some character about yourself, have some intellect about what you're trying to say. Say it with conviction, say it with some confidence, know what you're talking about. If you don't know what you're talking about, open up your ears and listen to somebody who does know what they're talking about. And take it in with criticism, take it in with stars, you know, take it with a grain of salt. You know, take it. Take it and, you know, use a formula and probably create something better with it. You know, you know, I'm happy for people that's finally getting their awards. You know, I didn't even know. You know, y'all niggas got the pass to go down to the Pfister and shit. I would have been down there. I would have loved to have been down there. If I would have knew, niggas don't want to contact me, don't want to tell me shit. But it's okay. I'm not involved with that shit. But you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all, nigga. Next time y'all had that event, y'all better have that event here. Cause you know, or Chicago. Look, I mean, wherever y'all had the event, y'all had it at a nice event. Y'all had it at the Pfister Hotel. Nice event, you know. Next time y'all have it there again, y'all have it there again. Next year y'all have it there, the same spot. Cause I'm gonna tell y'all right now, to all you niggas, all you artists out here, I'm not gonna be there. I'm not gonna be there again. I'm gonna be at the big one. I should have told myself I should have been at the big one this year every time. You know, I should have been at the big one. But it's like I ain't grinding hard enough. You know, I took a step back on my grind. And now it's like it's perfect timing. It's perfect timing right now. It's like it's now, nigga, now or never and shit. Like I ain't even in season 4. I'm not even no season. Like I'm in my season. You know what I'm saying? Tis the season. You know, I just keep pushing along. You know, that's what we doing. We pushing along and shit. Every time they take, like, we're gonna get the minutes that they give us. If they give us a short amount of minutes or whatever time I get, that's whatever. You know, we're gonna take it. You know, that's what we're doing. When, you know, I told y'all we ain't able to put this on video yet because shit, I don't know what's up with that damn camera. I got a camera, but it ain't the new one that I said I was gonna get through the company. And so we waiting on that one to come through. Oh shit, man. Waiting on that one to come through. And when that one come through, we'll be okay. But man, until then, it's all bad, man. And I got some things here I want to read out and talk about. But I think it's private that I just leave that to myself and keep it here. Keep it right here. You know, keep it right here. Cause this right here is some powerful information and it's out there. It's out there, but most of y'all don't understand what it is. You don't know what to do with it. But I could probably give you some stuff. I could give you some hints. Maybe I'll give you a hint with this one. Maybe I'll give you a hint with this. I'll open this up and see where y'all take this one at right here. See where y'all take this at. Facts are better than dreams. One of the dominant themes from our research is that breakthrough results come about by a series of good decisions, diligently executed and accumulated one on the top of another. Of course, the good to great companies did not have the perfect track record. Can't get the whole thing because you want to go good to great. You want to be great. Y'all want to be good. You want to be good. But that was just an excerpt. I should have read the whole paragraph. But shit, you want me to read the whole paragraph? Y'all don't want to read me the whole paragraph. Y'all know I can't read. Y'all know I'm having a tough time reading. I'm reading around these text messages, looking at these haters. Hopefully this phone. And you know, it's just funny. It's funny, man. I just love how people do business around here these days. You know, they doing business all through that through the currency that they've been given, and they're gonna try to flip it. They're gonna flip it, and it's raw. I fucks with it. They're gonna flip it. I'm gonna try to flip it. That's what I'm doing. I'm flipping it. I'm flipping it like these cancer sticks. I want to know what that movie is. That's the second time I seen that clip. I don't even know what that movie is. I don't even know that nigga's name either. Yep. Oh, yeah, buddy, getting ready to get this money, you know, and I'm happy for everybody. I shout out to people on my podcast, but I don't think these motherfuckers know who I am. So there's no point for me to shout out these niggas. It's kind of like I'm a fan or some shit. And you know, I am a fan of other comedians. I'm a fan of good work. You know, and I'm a fan of people who putting in that time and put into that and taking that chance and taking that fear and making the impossible possible. And I fucks with that shit. Of course I fuck with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Taking a little punk ass chitling shit you got and making a straight entree. La shit entree. You know, you took your chitlings and you made la shit with a little sauce on the side, and y'all did it. You know, and I fucks with it, but I'm gonna do something else. You know, I told y'all, like, it seemed like everybody took my little ideas, and like, I've been like, they was listening to me, but like I say, I'm doing me, man, and I got other things. I'm like, you know, like, I don't want my sacrifice to come and make it pop, and then, like, you know, it was good, probably good for y'all to be on, you know what I'm saying? It was cool, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm about to make it, baby. I got the shit about to crack. Shit, I got shit moving around and shit. As soon as I hit another level, you niggas gonna be right there. I'm telling you, your niggas gonna be right there. I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, y'all wasn't in the kitchen with me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all wasn't in there, like, y'all saying, y'all can run your mouth from behind the music and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can do the In My Lifetime volume. Shit, like, I, you know what I'm saying? How they did, how they caught everybody else. You know, y'all ain't gonna catch me like that. You know, I'm gonna continue to do my work. Continue to strive to elevate my craft and where I'm going with it. You know, because I don't think y'all really understand how cold I am with this shit. Like, you know, I'm just not gonna get pigeon-toed to be, you know, just one individual character, you know. I'm just ready to get on my level where I need to go. You know, if I need to go to the black, you know, was it Planet Fitness to get back on my strength? I'll have to do that. No, we're gonna make this thing work. We're really gonna make this thing work because it's about time. Time to crack. It's time to crack. Crack, my fellow comedians and fellow entertainers out there. I know y'all ready to go. I know y'all want to see some shit crack. Cause I know I do. I know I want to have a good time in the pool. In the pool, baby. Oh, look at this. Yep. See, I can either do this. Or I can do that. And I can get that motherfucking stacks right back. Baby, I'm back. Trying to get back. I ain't never been whack. You know you wanna hear all the facts. I'm just right there trying to figure it out. And I don't wanna go back to where I used to be. I don't wanna go back. I ain't trying to go back. I don't wanna go back. I'm gonna go right back. You better matter of fact, gotta get these mad stacks. I know you mad at that. I know you mad at that. Oh, I ain't going nowhere. I know you mad at me cause I stared at your girlfriend. She didn't have no ring on her finger, so I know she wasn't much to you. But a friend in need of a good man like me. I don't want to steal you from him, but I'm motivating him to get his thing together. Baby, you don't have to run to me. I ain't running to you, cause I got things to do. I got things to do, and I ain't running to you, bitch. You better listen to the deep freshness on this motherfucker. Whoa, whoa. Go, 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 go. Where do I wanna go? I know you don't wanna listen to me. And wanna go somewhere, wanna act a fool. You wanna be too cool. I ain't tryna mess with you. You don't wanna mess with me, cause I'm gonna get this money, baby. I wanna fuck you. You don't wanna fuck with me. And I don't wanna fuck with you. Now I don't wanna play no games. You don't wanna fuck with me. I ain't never fucked you. Never fucked with you. Cause you a motherfucker. L-O-S-E-R. You know you how you be. Tryna give you CPR for your equity. You don't wanna mess with me. Cause my money's everywhere. You don't wanna see it now. How you like me now? Now you like me now. You don't wanna see it right now. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know no good. All right, y'all. But yeah, but shit like that, man. You know. I hope everybody understand where I'm coming from, man. I know I got crazy tendencies, but you got to be a leader in your shit. You got to lead your shit. You got to lead by example. Yeah. That shit, all that shit for me was like motivate me to just go ahead and say, shit, if I have a good year, a good 5 months, nigga, I can have a good 5 months and change my whole life for a whole nother fucking success. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I got some shit for you niggas. I know what I need to do. I actually know what I need to do. I haven't really been working at it. I've been working on all this shit. I've been working on other shit, really. I'm about to go get these damn, these. But yeah, man, you guys gotta stay focused, man. Stay focused. I'll talk to y'all later, man, after I hit, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see if I can get into more of this content, but stay focused on your dreams, man. Maybe you can make it happen. Peace.